The Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing says the first batch of 2,000 houses from the Affordable Housing Project will be ready by June this year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO at the Ministry, Abraham Otabel, says government is still negotiating to get more investors from the private sector to invest in the housing sector in a public-private partnership venture.
We've done quite a number of work on the affordable housing project. In fact, not only the affordable housing project, but other housing projects that the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing has been educating over the years. In fact, notable among them is the one we just mentioned, the affordable housing project, which is one of our flagship housing programs that the ministry is running. As we speak, the affordable housing project that was started somewhere in 2010, they've gone far with the project. For instance, in Kumasi, where we used to have the Askorimampong affordable housing project, was last year handed over to SNIT, and as I speak to you now, contractors are on site, and we are hoping that by close of this year, we'll get that project completed. For the 4,720 affordable housing units, at least we'll be making available about 2,000 available this year, and we expect that at least we'll be able to cushion the many people who are requesting for housing units. The first quarter of this year, we are also getting the housing project, which you all agree that in Accra, we have the Boteman and the Ponsage, which comprise about 1,220 in the Accra, will be completed. So for Boteman, we handed over 2 years ago to SNIT, and as I speak, they are about 95% complete. By the end of first quarter this year, that project will be handed over to government, and for that matter, for SNIT and the ministry inside the way forward. Having said that, we also have the whole site of the affordable housing project, which was also handed over to CDC and Development Corporation to execute or to continue. You know, the projects were in various phases. We have some which was about 20% complete, others were about 40, and others were about 80. But as I speak to you now, all the 24 blocks of flats at the phone site, which we handed over to Tema Development Corporation, which is also a baby or an agency of the ministry, it's ahead or is on the far side.
Mr. Otabel said the ministry has signed an agreement with Senit Real Estate Development for the construction of 5,000 affordable houses at Kpoon.
The ministry has also gone into partnership with Senit Realty Limited. It's a private company, and we have gone into partnership under a PPP arrangement. And they are also constructing same about 5,000 housing projects at Kpoon, and that one is about 75% complete. When all these things come on stream, we'll be able to address the housing deficit, which currently stands at 1.7 in excess.